Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us on this beautiful Sunday here. I'm sure it's gorgeous where Bruce is, getting ready to fly back to the Bay Area. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. Yeah, I'm just about to get on a plane here in a few minutes.
All right. Well, I'm glad to get a couple of minutes with you. Well, last night didn't exactly work out for the Giants, but, you know, it's funny. Back in 68, you know, I love looking this stuff up. The Dodgers lost two shutouts in a row. Then they won the third one and got shut out in the fourth game. So they scored like one run in four games, and here we are again, shutout. And I ask you, what do you think will happen tonight?
I like 19-18, the Giants pulling it out in the 15th.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Something crazy.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's Giants-Dodgers. There's always something going on. And this has been, you know, the first two are typical Giant-Dodger thing. Maybe not comebacks, but to win 1-0 with the same guy hitting a home run, that is typical Giants-Dodgers. Last night, a little bit of a sloppy game, Bruce. And the point I was making last night was, McCutchen had some trouble in the outfield. He is really a center fielder trying to play right field, and his instincts tell him do what he did in center, but he's got to remember he's in right field and he doesn't have anybody behind him.
Yeah, and, you know, there'll be some issues at AT&T. Just everybody has to deal with it, you know, there, and I'm sure there'll be some awkward moments. But, you know, I we've talked about Duggar a lot, but I'm really hoping that kid comes up and can play center field a good amount of the time because he's very good out there. He covers an awful lot of ground. And just, you know, that would ease McCutchen's mind a little bit knowing there's a real ball hawk out there.
Bruce, let me just jump on 1 second here. Ohtani is having a terrific game today. I don't know if you've been able to follow it in Hawaii, but he's in the top of the sixth. He's thrown 88 pitches. He's still in there, and the Angels are leading 4-3, and he's still in the game. How do you like that?
Well, good for Mike Socha. If it were Gabe Kapler, he would have thrown 3 pitches. That's about it for you.
Yeah.
We got 16 more guys coming in, so take a hike.
You know, it's funny, Gabe Kapler. Can you lose a team in 3 days? You very well could. He went out to the mound yesterday and brought in a pitcher who hadn't warmed up. How about that?
I love it. I love it. You know, the guy's trying to reinvent the game, and meanwhile, he skips a few important steps. I hope he just bombs horribly and gets fired in June.
Bruce, do you think just circling back to the Giants here, Marty and I were talking a little earlier about how the left side of the bullpen is now looking like one of the stronger points of the team. You've got Osich, and you've got you assume Will Smith will come back all right, and Tony Watson's throwing the ball well. Do you think the bullpen has exceeded expectations just 3 games in?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, perhaps to have Strickland come in and look the part as a closer. You know, losing Melanson seemed like it is a big deal. But, I mean, it's Strickland, he's got the stuff if he can get that breaking ball over. But the left side, definitely, I mean, Watson's going to be good all year. I think they're counting on that. Will Smith, you know, by May, he will have had plenty of time to recover. He's awfully good. He could come back fresh. And then Osich, you know, again, good stuff. So, yeah, I think it's all been kind of a pleasant surprise.
You know, it's fun going through these first few games. Torrey Lovello got second guess last night for pitching the Blackman with first base open and nobody on. And Blackman hits a home run off the righty, had the lefty warming up. And the lefty is still warming up, and he lost the game 2-1. And then you have the Brewers. Yelich goes 5-for-5. Aaron Boone today stays with Robertson against Smoke. He's got an open base there. And Smoke hits a grand slam, and Toronto wins that game. Isn't the game of baseball beautiful? I mean, it's been played for 140 years, and today, on April the 1st, April Fool's Day, we still can argue about a pitching mistake or about a managerial mistake. Isn't it an amazing game?
Well, it really is. I mean, whether you've got a guy like Kapler who wants to make a million changes or an old-school guy who – you know, so he's the guy. He's got good stuff. Okay, there's a lefty coming up, and he's a righty. But you know, by God, we're going to stay with him. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, the whole key is not to get in a panic about it. And you know,
especially, you know, for a guy like Bochy, you know, he might make a mistake or two, but Lord knows he's got the track record. Somebody like Aaron Boone or Gabe Kapler, you know, they're going to, there's going to be a little more scrutiny, but yeah, it is, it's great. And I don't know. A guy who's been around like Bochy, I'm very hesitant to second guess because he knows his guys so well. And from the Giants standpoint, it's going to be very interesting without Rigetti this year with Kurt Young in there. But yeah, like you say, it's there's so many great storylines. We're only a few days deep into the season, and it's rocking.
Yeah, really. I mean, you have the whole Yankees story, which, you know, Stanton and Judge, and we had Brian Hoke on, who wrote the book The Baby Bombers. And you know, for me, I think Marison Mantle. For Adam here, he's thinking, you know, Jeter, Tino Martinez, and he brought up the point that for, you know, kids today, you know, 8, 10, 12 years old, this is their team now. They now will remember Aaron Judge and Stanton and you know, Gary Sanchez and guys like that. The new Yankees are here.
I'd love to be like a 12-year-old kid starting to follow the Yankees. I mean, you might get a little spoiled. You know, like every team has a guy, two guys hitting 500-foot home runs. Yeah. But, yeah, it's very, very exciting. It's incredible contrast to the Giants. But, you know, the Giants in their own way are just as fun to follow. But the Yankees, you know, I'm not missing the highlights any night with their playing.
Yeah, they're certainly they're calling them the Baby Bombers, right? That's the name of the new book. Yeah. So they're bashing all over New York. And we're talking about the collision of new age baseball thinking and old age baseball thinking and new managers and the data and whatnot. Trevor Williams, this kid in Pittsburgh today, threw 84 pitches or something, had a no-hitter through six, and he gets pulled in Pittsburgh.
Bruce will love this.
They're playing a doubleheader, and they pull him out, and he's got a no-no. He hasn't even touched 90 pitches yet. Your thoughts, Bruce?
Well, I'll never get that. I'll never get that.
Me neither.
Any starter worth his salt is ready to go 100-plus pitches and doesn't even want to hear about, 88 is a 95. If you got your good stuff and you don't, you know, your arm is sound and you're ready to go, you know, let the guy go. I just, it's like you're taking, you know, they're taking out the high-priced guy and you're bringing in a guy who's making a lot less money, but more often than not. And the odds are already against you. I just... For the sake of a fresh arm, I don't get taken out a guy who's dealing. Just never will, and never have, never will.
No, you're known for this, so, you know, we set you up with that one very well. You hit it hard. Very good. Bruce is known for that one.
By the way, one strikeout, five walks over those no-hit six.
Yeah, well, he threw 85 pitches.
Yeah,
five
walks is a little troubling. I mean, if he's running a 3-1 count on everybody, that's a different story.
Right, right.
But still, if he's mowing guys down, you know, the bottom line is he's mowing guys down and he just, like, he's in command. That's the whole thing. If you can have the scoreboard might look good, but you can tell if a guy's losing command. That's a whole different story.
Right. True. Hey, the humidor in Arizona. This came up on the show last night. You know, it's Saturday night. We always do like a Saturday night live here on the post game at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday, and I was saying that. Why a humidor? Why not just accept the fact that in Arizona the ball is going to travel, in Colorado it's going to travel? That's just the way it goes. Why would you want to change the game? Why not just deal with the elements the way they are? I don't know. I took the position last night. No humidor.
No, I totally agree. I mean, to me, what makes the big leagues great is you go from Fenway, you know, to Oakland. You go from a place where you can hit a fly ball over the left field fence and it goes, or in other parts you get all of it and it's caught. Band boxes here and fair parks there, going from Philadelphia to San Francisco, it's like a whole new game almost, and I think that's the beauty of it. You know, if the ball's going to sail in Colorado, well, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, forget, I'm with you, forget the humidor. Let each park have its own unique features and play it up. Don't downplay it.
Oh, very good. All right. We hit two good ones today, the no-hitter and the humidor. Very good. I know you're ready to come home.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the Giants home opener on Tuesday.
Very good. We'll see you out there, Bruce. Have a safe trip home.
Thanks so much, guys. Pleasure.
All right. Take care. Thank you. Have a good trip home. He's the best.